Blog Talk Radio.
We have just received a report that New York City is under attack by swarms of killer bees. They have been seen approaching from Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, and Staten Island. We urge you to stay in your homes at this time, as we will be bringing you up-to-the-minute information. This just in. Police are reporting that there's a man on top of a skyscraper ready to jump. I'm told that he is possibly Old Dirty, a member of the Wu-Tang Clan. The police suspect that there could be some connection between this Old Dirty man and the killer bees.
Atomically, Socrates' philosophies and hypotheses can't define how I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform armed robbery, flee with the lottery. Possibly they spotted me. Battle scarred Shogun, explosion when my pen hits. Tremendous, ultraviolet shine, blind forensics. I inspect view through the future, see millennium. Killer bees sold 50 gold, 60 platinum. Shackling the matches with drastic rap tactics. Graphic displays melt the steel like blacksmiths. Black Wu jackets, Queen Bees ease the action. Bumble with patrolmen, tear gas, lace the function. Heads by the score, take flight inside a war. Ticks hit the floor, die hard fans, demand more. Behold the bold soldier, control the globe slowly. Proceeds the blow, swinging swords like Shinobi. Stomp grounds and found footprints to solid rock. Who got it locked, performing live on your hottest fly.
As the world turns, I spread like germ. Flex the globe with the pestilence. The hard-headed never learn. This my testament to those burned. Play my position in the game of life, standing firm. On foreign land, jump the gun out the frying pan. Into the fire, transform into the ghost rider. A six-pack and a street car named Desire. Who got my back in the line of fire, holding back? What? My
Lush Radio Online, baby, man. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. I was feeling a little bit of Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang. New York, New York. What's poppin'? D.C., DMV, Worldwide, International. We in the building. It's your girl, Lushy Lush. And it's popping tonight because you know what it is? It's Friday. Make sure you don't drink and drive, baby. Make sure you stay safe. Tonight, we got Kel live in the building. He has a hot song called Dahlias. And we played it last time, but this song is definitely dope. He gives me that feeling like where real hip-hop was, you know, not that Laffy Taffy, crazy pop, crazy sounding, you know, hip-hop, but that real hip-hop, that real, you know, gritty, lyrical, you know, hip-hop. So we're going to be talking to him today, you know, and he says like he might be a cigar smoker, and I love cigars, man. You already know what it is, man. Big shout out to Awesome 2 for this. Big shout out for Teddy Ted, Special K. We in the building. And big salute to Kobe Bryant. You know what I mean? Kobe Bryant has left the NBA, official retirement. And we're going to talk more about that. Let's go to the phone lines and see who we got in the building. What's popping? 732, what's popping?
Yo, yo.
What's poppin'?
Yo, what's good?
Is this the man with the plan with the, what's up, Kyle? How you doing? What's poppin'?
Yo, I'm good, man. I'm just on the road right now. I'm actually headed to a studio session and whatnot. You feel me? I'm about to go get right, take care of some stuff, man. How you? What's good? You tell me what's going on.
I mean, everything is great. Digging in the scene on the gangster lean, the woo-hoo. I just don't got the diamond in the back. But you know, we out here. You got a dope song. You got a dope song. I heard it, and you know, I definitely told Ted, you know, we gotta definitely have you on the show. I'm a big hip hop head, and I definitely love the music. What was the inspiration behind this song?
You feel me? Like, man, it was. It's really, really levels to it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no pun intended. But man, like, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, it sounds like I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying, relationship or someone or something. You know what I'm saying? On the surface, one would think, you know, I'm talking about a flower, which I was pretty much comparing a relationship to a flower, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, mm-hmm. or whatever it is, you know what I'm saying, whatever it is that you want to nurture, whether it's your talent or your gifts, you know what I'm saying? Like, at the end mm-hmm. of the day, if you check out the video, I'm talking about music. I'm talking about the love of music. I had to take time to nurture that, you know what I'm saying, all that good stuff. But part of the title was actually the name of my current ex. You know what I'm saying? So that was the last relationship I came out of. So the song ain't about her, but she definitely had some influence. You know what I'm saying? As far as like the title, you know what I'm saying, and the subject matter. You know what I mean? So yeah, man, it talks about a lot of things.
It's definitely a deep and a dope song. What inspired you to get into the industry in general?
Well, I'm saying I was doing music from like when I was in elementary school, like before I even really knew I was doing it, man. I was just humming songs and you know what I'm saying, it just seemed natural to me. Like I didn't really have to try too hard to really like learn to play an instrument or to write songs and stuff like that. So I guess after I got out of high school and then, you know what I'm saying, I went to college, I was just like, you know what, I'm a really, really like study my craft. You know what I mean? And really, really go forth. And, you know what I mean? I really can't see myself doing anything else as like, you know what I'm saying, as like a main thing. So I was just like, you know what I'm saying, I'm rock with this, and then whatever it takes, I'm going to just have to do that.
Definitely. Who are some of your, you know, some people that influenced you, you know, as you were growing up in the industry?
Oh, man. I was listening to Pac heavy. Pac, my godbrother actually put me on Big L, too. So, you know, a lot of some of the rhyme schemes. So I definitely got from Big L. I was listening to Big Pun recently. A lot of J. Cole, a lot of Nipsey Hussle recently too. Let me see, Big Sean and Kendrick as well. I mean, so I take influences from a lot of those artists.
Definitely, and you being an artist, being in the industry now, you see that hip-hop and just the industry in general for the music industry has changed and transitioned into the social, you know, social media transition. So my thing is, like, as you as an independent artist, do you feel like social media has definitely opened up a big new world for independent artists to capitalize on?
Oh, yeah, of course, man. Like, even people who aren't even artists, yo, like, I see people, they pretty much become celebrities on social media. You know what I mean? It's really a whole separate world in itself. You know what I mean? Really, it really gives you the chance to brand yourself and create your own brand and build your audience. And you know what I mean? Just build genuine fans and genuine people that really, really show love. You know what I mean? Not that the amount of likes and the amount of, you know what I'm saying, likes and comments that you get is going to be equivalent to how much money you make, but it's a good indicator, you know what I mean, as far as like the people that you're reaching and the feedback overall.
Definitely. Are there any things that you're doing in the community and things like that to kind of give back, or you're looking into doing?
Well, eventually I definitely want to, you know what I mean, when I'm in the position to. Right now, not really so much, you know what I mean. If I got like a couple younger people that roll with me, I try to impart knowledge in them, you know what I mean, for the most part. But I'm not doing anything like anything huge or anything like real community based. You know what I'm saying? Either that, or sometimes I was giving lessons and stuff like that too. You know what I'm saying? So
okay, I mean, it doesn't have to be big, but I mean, there's stuff that you might want to do in the community later on.
No, you go ahead. No, I was just saying like eventually I want to start definitely a program or build up a school or a system, you know what I mean, where people could really learn about music, you know what I'm saying, and art form and hip hop and, you know what I'm saying, all the other facets of music, you know what I mean. That's my plan, but you know, that's long term. You know what I mean?
We're going to
do that
definitely
eventually.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. And anything coming up, any events, anything? I know the video is out and everything, so give the people the information about that.
All right, so you can check out my YouTube channel, The Real Kel. Just, you know what I'm saying, exactly how you think it's spelled, The Real, R-E-A-L-K-H-A-I-L. And just put in Kel Dahlias, and you should definitely check it out. You know what I'm saying? It's a dope video, dope concept, man. Shout out to my man, DMF, too, Daniel Freeman Films. You know what I'm saying? He did a dope job with the footage. Shout out to DNH Models, you know what I'm saying, the model agency. I'm saying that's my boy DNH, he's a photographer as well. So he was the one that actually hooked me up with the beautiful young ladies in the video as well. So yeah, man, check it out on YouTube, man. Man, I got hearts of home.
Definitely. And the other thing I wanted to ask you is, our boy Kobe left. You know, what's your thoughts on that? Kobe Bryant just left. You know, he retired. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, man. Well, you know what I'm saying? I was really thinking about it, too, like the other day. Like Kobe is like, he's like the modern day. I'm going to just say Kobe's like the modern day, you know what I'm saying, MJ. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? He definitely got his own lane, but I think it was humbling that he realized, you know what I'm saying, like it's time for him to go and just leave a legacy the way he did. So I think that he went about it the right way, and I think everybody's gonna love him and respect him for it. I mean, that's the way I see it.
Definitely. I think he left it off good without being messy with it, you know. And then he kind of fell off with that whole white girl situation from the past. But you know what I'm saying, he still, you can't deny the dude's talent. His talent is bananas, you know. So
of course, yo.
I mean,
nobody came into the league at what, like 17?
Yeah, yeah, he was real young. I mean, he still looked young. I mean, he still looked like a kid. So, I mean, he getting older, but, I mean, he hasn't really aged that much. So, I mean, he's living out with a bang. He got the commercials and everything, international. He's doing his thing, man. And them Kobe's, they done went up.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since that
everybody
copped us up. So, he getting his coin. So, it's all good, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
But,
know
you know, if people want to check you out and see more situations about you, you know, basically, you know, your events coming up, your social media, how do they go about doing that?
All right, well, as far as social media goes, my Twitter and my Instagram is the_real_tell. That's the_real, R-E-A-L, _KHAIL. And that's my Twitter and Instagram. My Facebook is just The Real Kel. My social media, and sorry, my YouTube is The Real Kel as well. So definitely those areas is where I'm going to be posting, you know, just like upcoming events and stuff like that. Like I'm driving right now, so I can't even look at my phone or my planner and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm on my way to the studio session right now. So you know what I'm saying? I can't, you know what I'm saying? I can't even give out no dates and times and stuff like that. But I'm definitely working though, man. I'm working on the album. I'm aiming for end of August, man. But you know what I'm saying? Don't even quote me on that. But you know what I'm saying? That's what we aim for.
Definitely. So I want you to go ahead and introduce this song because I know you got to dip out. So we having the one and only Kels live in the building. And Thalia's is a dope song, so I want you to check it out. So we're going to go ahead and, you know, get our boy to introduce the song, man. It's popping.
All right. I just want to say real quick, too, before we even play this song, I'm going to let y'all know I'm actually gonna do, like, a little editing to that song, too. So that's why I'm actually going to the studio for it, too. So I'm about to do that. You know what I mean? Send y'all a little different version of the song. But long story short, man, y'all check out my first single. And also, Dahlia's is available on iTunes. I'm going to get y'all the clean version soon, you know what I'm saying, on iTunes. But for right now, check it out, man. It's your boy, Kel. You know what I'm saying, check out Dahlia's, man. Roses are red, violets are blue. Bigger sweet, but not as you. All right?
Wow, in your face, baby.
As it was in the beginning. So shall it be, man. Yo, check it out. I grabbed my phone like a gentleman. And see, sometimes it's hard just remembering. Cause you a lady, you gon' be on that feminine tip. Wanting text and I ain't sending you it. So, I hit your phone, baby, just to see what's up with you. I put the code over the puddle, lady, just for you. It's been a couple years and never got enough for you and still got love for you. If time is money, invest it over time with the hours. We like the sunny, but our dirt need the showers. Not from your eyes, but the skies for the flowers. Now I guess our flowers and towers. Flowers and towers. Talking about shorty, I could kick it with. Talking that Will and Jada, Pickett Smithin' like a man, flickin' with that Instagram, pickin' with. Rainy days when I get sick, you hear me and we stick with it.
Roses are red and violets are blue. Sugar is sweet, but not as you care. Less about the followers, go and make dollars. Take time for the flowers, but remember about the Thalia.
I just wanna make sure that the vibe is right.
But remember about the Thalia.
know the AccuWeather. I figured when I got my act together, then we would be back together. But hopefully it's not too late, but like a bouquet, at the end we get wrapped together. So I hit your phone just to see what's up with you. My homie saying shorty mean, boy, lucky you. Lucky that she stuck with you. I tell them, man, it's nothing new, but they don't even got a clue. See, when it rains, it pours. That means years galore. So cheers to four seasons and reasons that life prepared us for. Right? Which only clears for more. So here's to yours. Little shorty you could kick it with. I'm talking that Will and Jada Pickett Smith and like a man. Flick it with that Instagram picket with. And you love her just for her. Whether she petite or she super thick.
Roses are red and violets are blue. Sugar is sweet, but not as you care. Less about the followers. Go and make dollars. Take time for the flowers. But remember about the dahlias. But remember about the dahlias.
Under your pics, strictly X's and O's, but I got over block. Comments, no offense and nonsense from your X's and those who wanna be next, I suppose. So I only hit your phone to keep in touch with you. You ain't arrested no more. Cause back when I was cuffing you, you know I wasn't texting her though. Right? See, you can't use a hoe if you removing dirt. Pull the weed so the seeds and the truth will squirt. And where my sneakers will go, man, you reap what you sow. And that's something life teach you to know. So, looking for shorty you can kick it with. Talking that Will and Jada Pickett Smith and like a man. Flick it with that Instagram picket with. And she don't even got a lick of lips. Just at least rock your hips with it.
Roses are red, right? Violets are blue. Sugar is sweet, right? But not as you care. Less about the followers. Go and make dollars. Take time for the flowers. I'm with you. Remember about the
dahlias. Hard to forget about those.
Remember about the dahlias. Remember about the
dahlias. Alright. See, everybody talking about stop and smell the roses. But what most people don't know is there's this flower located in Mexico called dahlias, right? Now those flowers look way better than some roses. The most beautiful flowers you've ever seen, I guarantee that. So when you see those, you'll know what real beauty is. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end.
Remember about the dahlias. You know what I mean? It's your girl, Leshy Cows, live in the building. He just did that right there. He about to head to the studio. It's your girl, Leshy live in the building, man. And yo, How to Not Fridays, man. That joint is definitely a dope song. Love the feel of it, and I know you do. Don't forget to call in at 347-826-7722. Let's Radio Online, man. We giving you music. We giving you what's new, what's hot, what's popping out there, and we giving you some throwbacks. So you know what's going on today. So big shout-out to your girl, Drea, from Basketball Wives. She has finally gave birth to her baby. You know, finally gave birth to her baby, so congratulations to her. I can actually say that Dara actually looks beautiful pregnant. She makes being pregnant look sexy. I've never seen anybody look that beautiful being pregnant. So big shout out to her. You can check some of her pictures out on the Instagram on Less Radio Online, and you can check out lessradioonline.com. Also, the Emancipation Day, you know, when the slaves were freed, is going down April 16, 2006, D.C.'s Emancipation Day. Join Mayor Bowser for the 154th anniversary of the District of Columbia Emancipation. Festivities at Freedom Plaza include parade, fireworks, food, free, star-studded featured concert. And you can find out more information at www.emancipation.dc.gov. And you'll have a whole listing. There's going to be Biz Markie. There's going to be a spoken word artist, Belladonna. It's going to be Raheem Devon, Trouble Funk, Sweet Honey in the Rock. It's going to be April Senpai, Black Alley, Rare Essence, 4E Why the Future, Diggy Simmons, and more. So make sure you definitely check it out and see all the stuff that's going on. Emancipation Day, D.C., come out, and you know it's going to start early. So if you want more information about it, it's going to be the 14th, Freedom Plaza 14th, and Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest. So bring your kids out, come out, and celebrate Emancipation Day in D.C. Also, for those people that are going through some struggles in the DMV area, they have Labor of Love Human Service Center. Their offices are open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. They have food pantry, food distribution, clothing, computer labs, senior citizen programs, apply for social service benefits online, and emergency financial assistance, rent, security deposits, utilities, and prescriptions. They're located at 4715 Monroe Pike, Capitol Heights, Maryland, 20743. You can call them at 301-735-0121, fax them at 301-735-1799, or visit them online at www.communityoutreachcdc.org if you need more information. And those are some information for those people that are definitely going through their struggle out there. Also, big shout-out to our man, Kobe Bryant. Kobe went out with a bang. I mean, he broke his own record and scored more points than anybody, you know, at their retirement. And he won his game. And, you know, we saw a smile on his voice, on his face. And Kobe hasn't really aged that much. You know, the only thing is just, you know, the hair is gone and, you know, the beard's gone. But, I mean, he hasn't really aged. So we salute you, Kobe. I mean, you're the best that did it. You're like the modern age, you know, Jordan for us, you know, for us that were growing up at that time. So we're proud of you, Kobe. And, you know, it's very humbling that, you know, realize it's time for you to go sit down and chill. You need to relax. Enjoy your life, Kobe. You know, big shout out to him. Also, shout out to Jennifer Lopez. Everybody's going vegan. We talked about vegan, being a vegan yesterday with Soleil, TD, Lovings, and CG Carr yesterday. And people that are going vegan or just, you know, eating green are looking flawless. Jennifer Lopez is a vegan, and she looks good. She hasn't aged at all. She looks beautiful. You know, you can see her picture on Lush Radio Online, and to follow us on Instagram. You can also follow us on Periscope, and you can follow us on Snapchat and things like that. So I went to check out an event called Challenge Her with the SBA, and it also includes WIP and American Express Open. And I had a whole wealth of knowledge that day. I mean, I got so much information there geared towards females in business. And it's so many opportunities, and it's so much money that the federal government is giving out, and they're looking for women-owned business, women-owned minority businesses, disabled veterans. So you guys need to get in the know and get on the ball. And I also employ everybody to check out Eventbrite. Go to Eventbrite. Even if you're just sitting around in your house, go to Eventbrite and type in networking or different things, and you'll be surprised how many free events you'll find on there that you could just go get some free drinks, you know, get some food, but also get a wealth of knowledge that you could take home and definitely implement with what you're trying to do and kind of move you forward in your process of success. So definitely check that out. And don't forget that also this Sunday is going down. I am doing my first Periscope Business 101 virtual conference, basically talking about networking. Networking is a big thing. A lot of people don't know the proper method of networking. You know, networking, putting your name out there, you know, getting out of sight of your comfort zone, and understanding that your network is your net worth. Make yourself become of value, because people want to buy into how many people you know. How many people can you actually use to actually buy? How many people can you get to come out to an event and do something? People want to know your power of your network. So we're going to be talking about that on Sunday, 3 p.m. You can catch me on Periscope at Lush Radio Online, and I will be in there giving you some fruitful information that you can take home and use and implement with your business. And we'll be talking more. We'll be doing more Periscopes. It's brought to you by Lush Radio Online, Diverse Media Group, Emma E2K, Platform Magazine. Don't forget to check out platformmagazine.com, EmmaE2K.com, and also DJHustle.tv and KwanLeeTV.com. Don't forget to check out Emma E2K each and every Monday, Motivational Mondays from 9 to 10 a.m. in the morning. So jumpstart your morning with Motivational Mondays. I just want to say shout out to everybody that's having a birthday in April. Turn up, turn up, turn up. And I hope you didn't finish all of your tax money, and I hope you put some money away so you can go do stuff. But some of you guys already spent it already. But I hope you did invest it and buy things that you needed and stuff like that. Because, you know, you don't want to just go spend money. I've seen, like, a lot of people just get money and they spend it so much. And they forget that they need to go and they need to invest in other things. And it's crazy, you know. I think you need to start putting money away, like invest in your equipment, you know. If you have old equipment that's from, like, since, like, 5 years ago, you need a new camera, get a new camera, you know. Get you a GoPro. Get you, an audio box. Get you a Final Cut Pro. Get your stuff updated and invest in you because no one else will. You can sit there and go buy $200 sneakers, but you can't go ahead and invest in yourself and get an LLC or find out what you need to move forward in your process of success. And that's what we're going to be talking about on Sunday. We got a call on tonight. Call it from 732. You're live in the building. What's popping? 732? Okay, I guess you're listening. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to play some more music. Because I feel like it, and it's my show. And you know what I feel like? I feel like I'm every woman. Shaka Khan. So we're going to go ahead and play that, and this is a shout-out to all my ladies, my working ladies out there that's doing their thing, getting that money and bringing home the bacon, baby. Let's go. Shaka Khan. Let's play online, baby. 347-826-7722, baby. Log on.
new genie pouring from the sky, let's get rich. What? The Gigi vines with sugar dimes, can't quit. What? Now pop the focus in the Vega and get lit. What? What? What?
Introducing Phantom of the Dark, walk through my heaven with levitation from reefers, drenching deep as any seven, showboating with rugas, flash vines, Belafonte Jigga. Let's see for what this worth as we confiscate your figures.
Chasing over ground, levitating Gigi and Dashiki's the Lahada car. 54, chasing diamond, running headed ice man. The big killer diamond convention, Harlem Buck strut. Breezing world heights, Hollywood, Madam Butterfly. Let me in your house, the pleasure from the knuckle swat. Shadow boxes catching black eye blue.
I play the thief. What? Sensations at the Monte Carlo, we screaming Chiba. Fulfilling pleasures in my castle, blow the smoke out. The Garza Vega substitutes when the Dutch is gone. The low don't stop, give me shouts at the season. Sauteers, souffleers for swerving no corners. We magnets to moolah, living with Charlie's Angels on us. No smiling when sliding, that gets you caught up in the octa or dead if we're moving. It's just like that as we proceed.
Saturday night special, better take it light. Jaja, you're the Capitan. Quest to the coast, the Key Largo, wire the chain gang. Keep it in. Is out for a year, sip the fountain blue, house of bamboo, paradise.
This is it, what? Lucini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Gigi vines and sugar dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Lucini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Gigi vines and sugar dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? What? What?
Fallen sparrows through the seas, a black Caesar that can miss a silky days, satin nights, taking flight, dino going, sweet sensation, Spanish flying with the lady starfish, bottoms up, sunshine, love potion number
nine. And we hailing from the magic city, transcending sweeter on your aura, Fontini in London, relaxation in Bora Bora, got notion to bring it, sing it, never been my function, stoning, robbing, we heisting merchandise and gunning, love it, leave it, but bless the war chief for his bison, get it, got it, the low will forever be nice.
Yeah, the sunny fever, he be sippin' on my red duh. Think he too gracious, he be sippin' on my red duh. We float the tri-state, draped in the satin vine. This coolie hijack pack from the sugar shack. Then what we do after we sip the armor red duh? We start the Harlem River quiver, diggin' sweet daddy. Shuffin' the crimson blade, hot Sierra serenade.
My name, callin' all night. I can pull the wool while I'm being polite. Darling, calling all night. I can be a fool while I'm being polite. Like, oh me, oh my. I know many women wanna be in my life. Like, oh me, oh my. Why can't every woman end up being my wife? Even if she go away, even if she go away, even if she go away, even if she go away. I'm a classic man. You can be me.
go ahead and do that yoga. Shout out to all my people that actually do yoga. I've noticed that a lot of people are doing yoga, doing a lot of meditation now, you know, due to, like, depression and stress. And, you know, it definitely clears your mind because, I mean, the world is crazy. Like, people are crazy, for real. Like, and you got to find some type of balance. So doing yoga, meditation is definitely a good thing. Soleil is actually a certified yoga teacher, and she does it all over the place. I mean, even in India. So, I mean, if you do have a chance to, you know, try yoga out, you know, as a fitness thing or just something to get your mind off of the craziness of the world. So definitely I implore you to check out yoga and meditation. And then, you know, sometimes you got to do stuff for you because sometimes we work so hard every single day and we forget to just take care of ourselves and just make ourselves feel good. You know, at the end of the day, you might have a partner, you might have somebody that you're with, but, you know, after a certain period of time, you know, that person isn't constantly thinking about you. So you have to love you and take care of you. So once in a while when you come home, take your feet and soak it in the tub, you know. And, you know, soak your feet. Or go to Massage Envy and get a massage, you know. Because sometimes people say they're going to give you a massage and make your back worse. So just go there and spoil yourself. You know, spend that $50, $60 to get you a good massage so you can unwind and feel good about yourself. Or just go to one of those spas and let them massage your feet and get your feet done. You know, do something for yourself. You know, I've decided this year that, you know, I've worked so hard. You know, you got people that even make less than you do. And they're going on vacations and doing all kinds of stuff. And you just saying you grinding, but you grinding, but you don't got nothing to show for it. You're not even enjoying life, you know. So once in a while, I implore you at least once a month, do something for yourself, whether it's buying you that pair of shoes. And don't feel guilty about it or nothing like that. You do for your kids. You do for everybody else. You got to do for you. You know, go through that wardrobe. Throw them holy clothes away that you done kept in the house and you keep grinding and you got them in there. You know, throw them pairs of shoes out that you've been wearing because you grinding. Get you a new pair of shoes, you know. Get you that new camera you want, you know. Get you that new laptop because you deserve it. You work hard for it, you know. Give back to yourself and pay yourself, you know. You know, sometimes we forget to do that, and I think you need to do that. And, you know, treat yourself to some little things, you know. Also, you know, a lot of people are out here fine and stunning, you know, saying they doing this, they doing that. More power to you about however you're getting what you're getting. But stop lying, man. You don't need to lie. Like, Bow Wow had a stack of money on Instagram, on a bed sheet, and apparently he was saying he was getting paper or doing something like that. But there was this actual billionaire that actually said, son, stop stealing my pictures. You know, I can teach you how to make real money. And that, I mean, that's not, I mean, Bow Wow, you getting a little change. Like, you don't need to take somebody else's picture in front like it's yours and then put it in black and white. My man had it in color. Like, let's be real, Bow Wow. Stop fronting, man. Bow Wow. You know what I'm saying? People be still faking it till they make it, even if they in the industry at the end of the day. So, you know, don't even feel bad, you know, if you still halfway there in your life, man, because everybody be fun. In this industry, it's not everything that it says it is or what it seems like. A lot of the stuff is a facade, you know what I mean? When you really see the behind the scenes of the industry, it's definitely not as what it seems. That's all I can say, you know. But definitely, I feel like work. Shout out to Rihanna, man. Rihanna just does her thing, you know. Rihanna don't care. She don't give a damn about what's going on, who thinks what about her. She could be naked in the middle of the street, and they call it fashion. Rihanna is her own person. And she's come to the point where she's content with who she is as an individual, and she really doesn't care. And see, that's the place where everyone needs to be. Not to say you should just be out there walking naked and you know what I'm saying, your butt out there and all your cooch and stuff. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is that you need to get to a place in your life where you feel content with yourself, where you're not bothered. You know what I'm saying? You are unapologetic and unbothered about what people think about you, what they say about you, because at the end of the day, they're not paying your bills. They, whatever they do in your life is not going to change you. It's not going to change your destiny because, you know, you have a destiny. You, there's a plan on what you're trying to do in your life, and you will get there. It might not be right there at the time you want, but you will get there eventually, you know, and don't give up. I know you get stressed. I know it gets frustrating, but don't give up. Because everything starts from an idea. And once you get that idea and you're proactive and you invest, you get what you put in. If you don't put in, you're not going to get anything. So you got to put in that work. So being an entrepreneur, if you're trying to be an entrepreneur, it is not a 9-to-5. It is not something you can take a break on. It's a 24-hour gig. And you try to find your way to fit people in your hectic life and try to find balance. And, you know, Rihanna has found balance, and we all want to reach that balance. And you know what? She makes you want to work, but when you get off of work, it's time for you to turn up. You got Let's live in the building, Rihanna, baby.
To me, I be work. You see me do me dirt. And some of that work. When you walk a line. I'm in the cafe, my tat. Dry me, I deserve it. No time to have you lurking. You make a like, now you don't like it. You know I dealt with you the nicest. Nobody touched me in the right. Nobody text me in a crisis. I believed all of your dreams are duration. You took my heart, all my keys, and my vision. You took my heart, I must leave a decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had. Something that you never seen. Something that you never been. Mm-hmm. But I wake up and nothing's wrong. Just get ready for work. You tell me I be work. You see me do me dirt. There's something about that work. Na-na-na-na-na-na. When you walk out, na-na-na-na-na-na. Before the table, turn. Beg you something, please. Baby, don't you leave. Don't leave me stuck here in the streets. If I get another chance to, I will never neglect you. Against you, I just hope that it gets to you. I hope that you see this through. I hope that you see this through. What can I say? Please recognize I'm trying, baby. I feel why. It's me, I feel why. It's me doing my da. Something about that why. When you walk out, la. I'm in the car from my ta.
Yeah. Get done at work, come over. We just need to slow the motion. Don't get out of the way to no one. Long distance, I need you. When I see potential, I just gotta see it through. If you had a twin, I would still choose you. I don't wanna rush into it if it's too soon. But I know you need to get done if you come over. Sorry if I'm way less friendly. I got niggas trying to end me off, yeah. I spilled all my emotions tonight, I'm sorry. Rolling. How many more shots until you're rolling? We just need a face-to-face. You could pick the time and the place. You spend some time away. Now you need to forward and get me out of work.
It's
in
me, I've been work. It's in me, do my something about that why. When you walk out, la. When the cat from my turn.
Why. See me again, why. When I first heard that song, I swear, I don't know about you guys. When I first heard the song, one of my friends was singing. I was like, what is this song? Why. I'm like, is she saying why. I was like, what is this? And then as I started, and then I had, see, when you hear other people sing the song, you get the misinterpretation. So you have to actually listen to the song. And I said, okay, work, okay. And then eventually, you know how we get brainwashed with the music because it's constantly playing. I started liking it, you know, and then my hips started moving, started feeling the Caribbean feel. And I was like, wah, 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 wah. But, shout out to all those people out there on the grind getting that money and stuff. But I think that everybody needs to get a vacation. You know, people say, oh, I'm a rest when I die and all that stuff. Man, it's too many people dying, okay? It's too many people dying and passing away. Parents is outliving their children. And you need to smell the roses, okay? So, like, take one day at a time, even if it's just to go get a hotel room somewhere, you know, or go to a casino. Just do something for yourself and just get away, all right? Enjoy something for yourself, you know, because, you know, life is short. And I'm going to smell the roses. I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm smelling the roses. And I'm going to wah, 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 say stuff. Oh, my gosh. But, you know, you guys rock, and I always enjoy your company and your, you know, your listening to LushRadioOnline.com. Don't forget to check out E2K on each and every Monday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. talking about motivational stuff, motivational Mondays, Jumpstart Your Mondays with Emma E2K. You call in at 347-826-7722. It's from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Don't forget, we are bringing back Street Queens, the movement. And for our listeners, our old listeners that used to listen to us back in the day with Street Queens, the movement, that means that was like a whole panel of women from different areas, different walks of life, and we talked about different hard-hitting issues and topics that affect our community and the world. And we're going to be bringing that back revamped. And we're going to be having that each and every Thursday, and we'll be back on May the 1st. We'll be back on that first week of May, that first Thursday in May, and we'll be back with hard-hitting issues. And we implore you to call in and, you know, tell us your testimony, what you've been through. We're going to be covering depression, anxiety, thyroid disease, the state of our education, state of our educational system, social media, you know, all the things that affect us now, you know, the world in general, because a lot of things need to be talked about and discussed, and we need a forum for it. So we're going to bring back that forum, and we're going to talk about those things. And don't forget that on Sunday, I'm going to be talking about Business 101 on Periscope. Follow us on Periscope at Lush Radio Online. And for those that don't know, I have a degree in business administration and business administration management and minor in marketing, and I am going to be giving a seminar on Periscope just talking about business, networking, finding out what your network is, how your network is your network, how to utilize it and use it for your advantage, because a lot of people are doing it, and a lot of people have a network, but they don't know how to make their network work for them, you know? So you got a whole bunch of business cards, they're all over the place, and you don't know what to do with it. And you got contacts, and you're hanging out with these people all day long, but you don't have the courage to ask them, how do I advance what I'm doing? So we're going to talk more about that on Sunday. On Periscope, don't forget to check us out on www.lushradioonline.com, baby. And, you know, we got a couple more minutes on Lush Radio Online, and you know what I feel like doing? I feel like cutting it, you know what I'm saying? Cut it, you know what I mean? Because, you know, a lot of people be raising these prices real high, especially when you're traveling somewhere and you know the price on the regular is not really that much. But they charge all this money. You ever go to on the airport and you're trying to get your little snacks and they're charging you an arm and a leg? The price is too high. You need to cut it. So that's what I'm going to give it to you. OTGN. Cut it, baby. Cut it, cut it, cut it, cut it. Let's Radio Online. Cut it, cut it, cut it.
Yeah.
You are now listening to Let's Radio Online, baby. Let's go.
Cut it, 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 cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it. Cut it, 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 cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it. Running through bands on a regular,
cash.
Hitting my plug on the Sally's. Tell my ass that I'm sorry.
My bad.
I'ma skate off in a Rari. Key 36 by my side.
My side.
I'ma go bake me a pie. Key 45 on my side. So my you die.
Bah.
All of my say blood.
Yeah.
All of my say cub. OG, I found me a plug.
G.
I got it straight out the mug.
G.
Keep it 100,
no
bugs. No, I'm feeling low with the drugs.
Yeah.
Busting it down in the tub. Pay me my money in dubs. Water whipping, looking like a fishing baseball in kitchen. With my arm, my pitcher, rolling on his clips, and I'm a donut kissing. Steady tripping, so I steady gripping. Dirty money on me, got a scallop on me. I don't phony, about to sell a pony. All these on me, all these on me. Send my price is good, motherfucker. Show. Cut it, 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 cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it. Cut it, 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 cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it.
With my trap money, a million up, but still ain't never touch my rap money.
Now
I'm out in LA with that boy OT.
What's poppin'?
Flew to LA, got a plug on that OG. You know I been getting money. If you know me,
you know that.
When I first met my plug, I told him I pissed 100 G.
What?
I ain't coming to get it unless you got 100 P.
100.
I don't want it. Your price, you need to cut it.
Nah.
Your ice, you need to tuck it. She f*** with me, she lucky.
Yeah.
A half a million, all 20s in that Gucci luggage. Let's get some small talk.
Hey.
It's time to talk names.
Hey.
Young plan will come. Might go get a lamp for the summer. I've been out here in these streets all my life, hustling.
My
beefing, then I'm beefing wrong, but right, I'm busting. My trap house, I love it.
I love it.
Put some forges on my old school and I had to cut it.
What?
But should I put a roof in it?
Cut it,
cut it,
cut it,
cut it,
cut it, cut it, cut it, cut it, cut it, cut it,
cut
it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Cut it, 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 cut it.
Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it.
Price is way too high, you need to cut it. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, signing off, baby. It was fun. It was good. Big shout out to Dara for having her baby. Big shout out to Kobe. You know what I mean? You will be missed, but I know there'll be other ventures that you're going to embark on. And them shoes is definitely selling out. Baby, get that coin, Kobe. Get that coin. Also, big shout out to all the women in business. Don't forget to check out SBA. Check it out. It's a lot of information that you need in regards to business, just business in general, you know, business management, you know, just keeping your balances and stuff with, you know, what comes in, you know, your accounts and, you know, paying out and, you know, accounts receivable, payable and things like that. You know, just, you know, keep your business together, you know, and make sure you're staying in compliance with your business and things like that. It's your girl, SU Lush, live in the building. It's been a pleasure tonight. Make sure you drive safe, but go ahead and turn up and save a hookah for me or a cigar. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man. I don't do it for me. I do it for the people, baby. You already know what it is. Check us out at www.lushradioonline.com, facebook.lushradioonline.com, everything lushradioonline.com, because we Google, baby. Google, baby. Google, baby. Lush Radio Online. Love, peace, and chicken grease. We are the people's voice. Your girl, Lushy Lush, signing off tonight. Peace.